Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness on the lowlands of the Colorado Rockies. In fact, play ball. They're going to be playing on Monday, and our affiliates got it, KOA. Well, it is time now for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. I'm Connie Willis. Hello, everybody. This is Coast to Coast AM. And tonight, a bounty. A Bigfoot bounty. For real. No, we're saying for real. So let's talk for real tonight. Join me. It's time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation and much needed education. May I hear an amen on that and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Hello, everybody. Connie Willis here. 16 inches of snow around me. Yep. It's beautiful. And I haven't eaten it in a long time. Remember, did you guys ever do that snow ice cream? Yeah, sugar and vanilla and just mix it up. Basically, that was it as far as I remember, and sit in front of the fire and have a snow ice cream. Yummy. That sounds good right now, too. So I got plenty of it for sure. Well, it's going to be an interesting night tonight. Other places that you can find me besides here at Coast to Coast is my show, Blue Rock Talk. It's Blue Rock Talk TV. So it's kind of like a network. And within that are three shows, Project Creepy Hotspots, where we go out 3 to 5 nights, live investigations of Bigfoot, Dogman, Strange Lights, and hauntings as well. Those are overnight, and that's all virtual. So you can be all cozy and warm, and we'll be out there with things lurking around us, and you can watch, and you actually investigate too, theorize and give ideas and strategies. Also within the show is Bigfoot Friday and Far Out Thursday. We have a Blue Rocker community that is just out of this world. They're just absolutely wonderful. And you can be a part of it if you'd like, bluerocktalk.tv. If you go there and you go zip up to the very top of the page, you'll see that if you're a Coast fan, you get half off. Hey, there's perks to being a coaster, right? There's always perks. There's always perks like that. So that's where you can find me otherwise. And I appreciate those of you that are asking me still to do events in the future. Yes, I will. And all that stuff. Thank you so much. I feel so good when you do that. Thanks for all the emails as well. I always feel so good. The hate ones still hurt, but I'm learning to just push it away. George Norrie gave me great advice. Just ignore it. Just ignore it. Keep going. There's too many good people out there, and it's true. You guys are great. Thank you so much for all that. So as you heard me talking, you heard me mention at least twice, at least three times, Bigfoot, right? So a lot of you guys know that I understand that arena pretty well. And before all that, there was like, I was one of those same people just like you. Most of you here, you grew up in a haunted house, right? And back in the day, Mom and Dad decided if you're going to move, right? Nowadays, it seems like the kids kind of run the household. But for whatever reason, back then, it was the other way around. And it didn't matter if you knew there was something invisible that was over you at night. But you, Dad would be like, yeah, right, come on. Oh, you've listened to your brothers too much. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. So a lot of us have grown up in haunted houses, and that led to something else. Usually the UFO world, the alien world, which each one of those lead to something else, right? Alien abduction, it goes deeper and deeper. Some people just stop at one, and some of us continue on. And I've done that, and then remote viewing, all these other things. And you know, if you're in the ghost world, it's all also numerology, mediumship, the psychic, clairvoyant, out-of-body experience. You know, just continues to keep going if you like to learn. And it did for me. Now, I never, ever thought about the Bigfoot world until I was helping Mark Victor. Mark Victor was one of the writers of Poltergeist. Remember the original Poltergeist? Remember that? He was one of the writers to that. Then later on went and directed some of the other ones. But at one point, right when the internet just got started, he started doing like a Netflix type thing. He was pulling in documentaries. And, you know, he's a Hollywood dude, right? So they got to be perfect. Well, I was bringing in content for him. I was bringing in documentaries and Tim Coleman. I'm trying to think of some of the other names along the way, but you guys know the documentaries, okay? We've had everybody here on them. You know, we've talked to them a lot, and it was mainly UFOs and ghosts and aliens and things like that. But then somebody had sent me a Bigfoot documentary, and it was amateur. It wasn't Hollywood. It wasn't, $1 million or more put into it. It's what you see on YouTube. But this was right when you first started seeing it on YouTube. And it was probably slightly after Blair Witch. Okay, so that was one of the films that first got us into looking at things like, whoa, wow, oh, and then every video we watch kind of looks like that, because a lot of us watch YouTube. We watch Vimeo. We watch the videos that we all make, right? You don't have to go to Hollywood anymore. But anyway, I pitched one to Mark Victor. I pitched one to him and said, look at this. Here's one we haven't had anything on, Bigfoot. And he looked at it and he said, no, this is amateur. This is, you know, somebody put this together. And I said, yeah. Yep, they did. I said, but this is the internet now. So, and here, listen to me talking to a big Hollywood, you know, producer. But hey, you know, it's exactly how I felt, and that's how I am. So I said, you know, you have this platform that you can do anything with, and not everything is going to be a 10 million, 250 million, whatever type of movie. You might want to add, because you can, and it's free to add just another area on it, another tab that's amateur. And then we would see, I said, you wouldn't believe your audience how it's going to grow, because we'll have Bigfoot, and then we'll have UFO, and we'll have all an alien, and we'll have all these other ones. They're amateur, but hey, man, don't you watch the other videos? That's what we're seeing. That's what we want to see. We don't want to see it made up. We want to see it. Well, I can't remember what he said about it, but he gave it a shot enough to at least appease me. And that's when, from there, I went and learned a whole lot about Bigfoot, and then finally went out on location to an area where they said they were. Pat Rance was the guy that pretty much told me everything. His buddy Willie and Keith and, you know, a group of them gave me all sorts of great information. They didn't tell me everything, but they told me enough. And the very first time I set foot to where we were going to clear out an area in Alabama, we were all living in Florida at the time. So we drove up, ate some Sonny's ribs on the way up and back, or at least on the way back. You got to do that. It's part of the trip. And as soon as we got out the very first time of the vehicle, ready to clear this area where they felt like, okay, this feels good. This is an area they go all the time, but they find different camp spots sometimes. There's probably going to be maybe 8 of us out there. Everybody's got their tents or different things that they sleep in. And I have been in the world of being conscious of what you see a lot, whether it's a ghost that's invisible. I want to know where that thing is as a kid so I can go on the other side of the room. So I really built that ambiance up of what's around me. Doing alien stuff and regressions with people, this and that, all that kind of stuff. You want to know what's around you, right? Because these things all start coming at you when you start learning more about them. I believe that wholeheartedly. So the Bigfoot world was new to me. And at that time, I didn't know all the similarities across the board on all of them. That, of course, is now what I do with my show. It's all about the similarities of each one of those across the board, because there's lots of them. So I stay conscious of what happens, and a lot of times I will repeat out loud what I might get, just because I get stuff, and it's like, you guys that understand it out there, it just happens. You can't force it. As soon as I got out of the truck, I got what I think people call thought placement. And I said it out loud, and I'm so happy I did, because it helps you to remember. It's not my thought. It was a thought I was given and I shot it right back out. And that thought was, they are highly intelligent and they are everywhere. I heard it. I pitched it right back out. And then I actually listened to what was said and took it in. And I went, I had a sudden knowing. I knew that I knew that I knew that they were highly advanced and they were everywhere. And that was it. That was the start of it. People can tell me encounters and stories and all that all night long. And that's great. And I listen. I do. You guys hear me. I listen. But at that point, I knew that I knew. And I felt too. I said over to Pat Rance, I said, Pat, I feel like there's like a group of them over this way. And I've never done this before, right? So, but I said, I feel like there's some over there. And I almost feel like they're in that kind of stance like cheerleaders. They're not on each other's back, but it's kind of where like maybe two of them might be squatting and one might be kind of up a little bit more and all three of their heads are showing kind of like a pyramid-y kind of thing. And that's what I said to him. And he goes, yep, that sounds right. That sounds about like something they do. I was like, huh? And that was the start of learning a lot. And I was, I know a lot of people look for 20 years and see nothing or hear nothing. And that night I was awakened by them and they spoke to me and they told me I could see them if I just unzipped the tent. And I told them, oh, I'm not ready for that. Why not? Well, you know, when I was 3 years old, I was at a drive-in and there was this black and white movie and it was this thing called King Kong and I'm just not ready yet. Well, isn't that what you came for? Well, yeah, I guess so, but I'm just not ready yet. Okay. That was it. That was a conversation I had in my mind, just casually, you know, just relaxed. Yep, I did. I did. I'm not afraid to say it. And I know there's half of you out there that have never heard that before, and you'll fight that one till the end. But don't fight it. Instead, don't fight it and don't naysay it. Instead, be open to it because when it happens to you, you're going to go, oh my gosh, I just got something. So, you know, those of you that are saying, no, hold, stop. Don't anymore. Get over that. Relax. Because if you hear something at one point, if they actually talk to you, if they want to talk to you, because they want to talk to you, but they only want to talk to who they want to talk to. So at least allow it so it happens. If you're out there looking for them anyway, at least open up and be ready for it because it is so freaking cool when it happens. And then guess what the next step is? I haven't had this yet. But some of the people that are going to be on here today, tonight, they've had it. They'll talk to you. They'll say your name. They'll have a conversation out loud with you. And they're going to say things, and you're going to hear them tonight. You're going to hear some tonight. Some of the best people that I know in this field, because, you know, if it was a UFO night, I'd have some other people that I know. If it was another, but tonight's Bigfoot. So our open lines that we have, our guest tonight, our lawmaker, has said he will hang out and be with us. So you're going to have plenty of time to talk to him. Okay, he's going to stay with us. He's going to tell us all about what he's doing, what he wants to do, the reason why. And he's going to get his say. And he and I are going to talk about a little bit. I kind of surprised him when we were talking the other night and said, yeah, I'm one of those believers. So I know he quieted down a little bit, but he's open to hearing what people have to say. So you don't have to scream and yell or go crazy. My thing is, and you get in and you get to talk to him. Tell him who you are. Tell him if you're associated with something. That's very important to know because you guys got to keep in mind. Now, Justin, it's Justin Humphrey. Justin's going to listen. He's going to listen. Keep in mind, most people on this planet feel like he does. Maybe they won't go as far as saying, let's put a bounty. I understand everybody's going to get on them about that. But keep in mind, most people don't believe. They think it's a joke. They think those of us that have seen them, much less heard them, talked to them, had conversations with them in our minds or outside of that. I mean, you know, there's only so many people along the way you can talk to about this stuff, right? Thank goodness we have Coast to Coast. This is the station. This is it. If anybody else asked me to be on the radio, I wouldn't have. It was only Coast. This is why. We can be ourselves here, right? So all the Bigfooters tonight, whether you want to, you know, let's don't fight tonight about woo-woo or not or this or that, okay? You know, hey, just hope you get it one day. It's really cool. It's the best. It's way better than thinking they don't and then never hearing it. No, you guys be open to that. You'll love it. So anyway, he will listen. And I think it's important if you call in to say your name, tell where you live, if I don't already say it. If you're in an organization, group, or you lead one, say that, because it's important, too, that these other people out there that don't believe will also go, wow. And they'll start noticing that people are all over the United States, Canada, and wherever they call in from. And they're also going to notice, wow, that's another Bigfoot group. That's another Sasquatch group. That's another hairy people group. That's another group and another group all over. And besides saying something negative or, you know, what the heck are you doing? Also, I think it's a great idea, if you guys can think right now on this, to suggest another way he can use the money, because he's going to get the money. Justin can get money. Hey, Justin's going to get the money. And he's going to be writing up the language about it next week. And you know what? He's open to hearing what we have to say. And tonight, he may say, you know what? This is crazy. What am I thinking? Or maybe we have to take him out into the woods and show him one. And that's okay. I think he'd be up for it. And I know I'd be up for being a part of that. Because there's nothing better than a camera on the person's face that doesn't believe, that sees it for the first time. That's better than catching whatever you're going out there for on video. Get that non-believer's face for the first time. They can crawl up walls like a cat and up on the ceiling, even when there's not a ceiling. So if you can imagine that, that's what you see when you see people's faces that see a Bigfoot, a ghost, a UFO. Beams of light sparkles, as you guys all know. So my other suggestion, the last one, is to suggest what else he might be able to use that money for that maybe educates people about the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch, that educates them, that protects them. Maybe we get areas that are protected for us researchers to go in there, and we don't have to worry about trespassers. What do you think about that? Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool? So because I know I'm getting closer and closer to the end of this segment, I think I might just, before I bring in, I think I might make you wait a little bit there, Justin. Because I think I might want to read a couple of the emails that I've gotten from people. We put it up on Twitter and we got a whole bunch. And then we got a whole bunch of Lex Lonehood, our web guy, also sent out my email. And I got a bunch of emails. And our other guy on the web tonight, Greg Bishop, sent me stuff off Twitter. So I got a lot of things that I can shout out. And I think I'll do that, because what do we got, about two more minutes, Dan? Okay, minute and a half. So, Justin, hang in there. I'm going to get you on the next one. So I'm going to read a couple of these. And I won't read that one. Golly, what? You haters out there. Haters, haters, haters. Let's see. Okay, so let's see. This is from Bill. Bill says, hi, Connie. Don't kill any Bigfoots. That would be murder. I screamed at one time because I thought it was a bear. It did not attack me or anything. After I screamed, I just heard that deep breathing sound. They don't scare easy. If people start killing them, they will turn hostile and kill us. They are fully capable of killing us if they want to. They are in their element and get around quite well in the woods. If the rednecks are hunting them, you're getting it live as it comes, hunting them in certain places, then they have already turned hostile. Yours truly, Bill. You don't have to kill one to prove it's real. People have already done that before with gruesome results. Bigfoot would much rather be friends if you leave them some food. And along the night, I'll read some of these. I know everybody's got different thoughts. Everybody does. It's okay. But keep listening and enjoy the fact that the bottom line is we don't just believe they're there. We've seen it. Back to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Hello, everybody. We're going to meet the man of the next 3 hours or more, actually, Justin Humphrey. We're going to be talking to him. He is the Oklahoma State representative. You've heard him. You've heard about him recently on CNN, on all the different network nightly news all across the board. He's been everywhere. It's unbelievable. It's been a little over a month, in fact, that all this occurred. And he's still getting just as much press. Here he is on Coast, because I was definitely wanting to get everybody to have their chance to talk to him. I've heard you guys and what you've had to say. And I think he's already done a documentary, and he's got another one that he's going to be working on, and a lot of things are happening from this. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, Justin is the state representative for House District 19. He earned a bachelor's degree in criminal justice with a minor in business administration from East Central University. He's got a background in law enforcement, business administration, and ranching. He was elected to serve as a state representative in 2017, serves as the chairman of public safety, so you guys will know everything about him. He serves as the chairman of public safety of the Oklahoma House of Representatives. And prior to running for that, he was owner-operator of Last Chance Supervision Services in 2010. It's a private company that contracted drug court supervision, private probation, and offered drug testing for the courts and private companies. Also, with the Cole Drug Court, I'm going to let you talk about that, Justin, as well as he worked for the Oklahoma Department of Corrections for 20 years before retiring. Special duties, DARE officer, probation officer, the CERT team, special response team. He has served as vice president of his local chapter of Fraternal Order of Police. He attended Arizona High Intensity Special Training, Correctional Officer Academy at Eastern University, Probation and Parole Academy, Oklahoma State University, CLEAT Law Enforcement Academy, Stillwater Technology Center, and special interest cattle rancher operating a cattle ranch in southeastern Oklahoma. We're going to have to show you some cattle mutilations. I bet you will. You won't like that one. That one will turn you. Humphrey and his wife, Justin, and his wife, Carla, have been married for 30 years. They have 3 sons, and they attend the Church of Rock in Lane, where Chairman Humphrey serves as a worship leader. So, the reason we're all talking with him tonight is he recently filed legislation that would establish a Bigfoot hunting season, allowing the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Division to, it's basically, you know, in season, a hunting license and fees to trap Bigfoot. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. He, at the time when we were first talking about that, he was hoping to get at least $25,000. I believe he's got up to $1.1 million. The last thing that he wrote to me was this, and I'm going to read it as a quote here. I ran the Bigfoot bill in hopes of funding a state, because this is why. I want to make sure I get out everything clean to you guys. This is why, okay? Because it could get a little messy. I'm just ready for it. I'm just getting ready for it. So this is what he wrote to me last. I ran the Bigfoot bill in hopes of funding a state roads account. The account will be used to build roads into our lakes and parks. As with all bill language, it will be modified. The modifications will be to ensure Bigfoot is not killed, that trapping is humane and no person is injured, that if captured, he would be examined by a vet or other professional, and that he be released back into the habitat that he was captured in. Our bounty looks like it is up to $1.1 million, and we will need to clarify conditions of pay. I am in hopes that we can run everything through tourism and not have to pass it in the form of a bill. I am working with a movie company to promote a new release on a Bigfoot film. At present, it is all coming together nicely and looks like it may be possible to be completed at the same time the movie is released. So that being said, and knowing that we have a bunch of you still writing, texting, all that stuff, and I'm going to do my best to get these in, let's bring on, and thank you for being so patient there, Justin, our Oklahoma State Rep, Justin Humphrey. Thanks for hanging in and listening. How are you?
I'm doing great, Connie. And hey, a lot of people call me JJ. So whatever people want to call me, Justin, JJ, or some call me a whole lot worse. So I'll answer about anything.
You're going to get some of those tonight. So how are you? You ready?
That'll be all right. Hey, 30 years in law enforcement, I doubt they'll call me anything I ain't already been called. So no problem.
So now how did all this start? Were you driving around and, you know, you the roads were stinking. And so you said, man, hey, why don't we do a Bigfoot thing? I mean, how did that come about?
No, here's the deal. I live in a very remote area. We're one of the poorest districts in the state. If not, for a while, I know we were the poorest district. I think we still are. But anyways, very remote, very, spread out, really rural area. We're got a lot of area that no one lives in, a lot of woods and mountainous area, hills type areas, rivers and lakes. And so that's a big draw in our part of the country. And so Bigfoot is a big deal down here. We have a festival. There's a town called Ho Nubby here in Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma. And we already have a Bigfoot festival. Bigfoot's a big, big deal. Lots of spottings over there in that area. People who believe 100% that they've had an encounter with Bigfoot. And so it's you know, a lot of people over there that accept that. Those who don't are kind of open to, hey, okay, you know, that they, you know, that there are people around there, lots of people who believe in that. And so, again, that's just part of our area, part of our culture. And so I've thought about it for a couple of years, you know, doing something like this to promote our area. And so it turned out that I found an account to build these roads, which we much need into our lakes and our parks. And I thought I had that funded in another way. And then COVID happened. And plan to build roads like that died a COVID death. And so when I came back this year, it was obvious that I wasn't going to get any more money unless I come up with a creative way. And so this was my way to fund those roads. And so right now, your statement that you made was dead on what I said. And so I think that says it all of kind of what I started this for and what I hope to do. And so I hope that we can promote this, that it becomes a rich part of our heritage and where we're at, and that it is something that I hope it can be used to educate. I hope it could be used to protect. Right now, there's nothing that would protect Bigfoot. If I wanted to go in the woods and shoot Bigfoot today, there's nothing that would prohibit that. If I wanted to go out and put traps of any type, there's nothing that would prohibit that. So, again, I recognize when I start putting a 1.1 million, and I believe it's up to 2 million now, 2.1, I think. And so when I start putting that kind of money on a bounty, I realize that's going to bring in more people, and I realize that's going to be probably a big thing that we'll talk about tonight, and I'm very open. And I do want to tell your listeners, anything that they say, you don't have to cuss me, but if you want to, I'm okay with that. I can deal with that. I might cuss you back, though, if you get too crazy. But here's the deal. We are going to put language, and I did a high school group the other day. So we have a group come in, and they're called Pages, and they come up to the Capitol, and they are learning about, you know, the government and how it works, and they're high school. And so one of the things they do is a mock bill. And so they put it on just like it goes. They get to sit on the floor and do all this while we're in committees, and they do that. And so they have to choose a bill, and guess which bill they choose? They choose Bigfoot. They come up and interview me, and they get on the floor and argue. And so they call me back and said, hey, do you want to hear this? We taped this, and we figure you don't want to hear it. And I said, no, I send it to me. I want to hear it. And they said, you'll really listen to this. And I said, yeah, I will really listen to this. And so I laugh. I'm watching a skunk come out. I wished I had. Anyways, I'm sitting outside my yard.
You have a skunk going by?
Oh, I got a skunk going right by my truck. And if I generally have my pistol on. I know a lot of people wouldn't, but I don't like these skunks up. He's on my back porch now. But anyways, let's get back to Bigfoot. But so I told this high school group, I said, absolutely, I will listen to it, because that's how I learn what we need to put in this bill. I listen to what people say. So immediately when we come out with this, the big pushback was, don't kill him. Immediately we come out and said, hey, that was never our intent. We will have to get language in. Then we hear somebody's going to get killed by trapping, and I said, okay, immediately we come back and said, we've got to put language in here to make sure that we protect people, we protect Bigfoot, the whole nine yards. And so we're going to work on that. Now, again, if you know government, don't promise anything in government, okay? That's what I will say. I will never promise government. We may get this done, we may not get this done, but if we do, I'm trying to make sure everything that I have told you and everything that we're talking about we're going to try to put that language, and they've given it to me to work with two lawyers to make sure we get that language there. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we can move forward. But, you know, again, we've got to make sure that the state doesn't have liability. So there's so many things that we have to make sure that we do before this thing can move forward and that we can actually do this. And so I'm hoping we can. I think it'll be a good deal. We really need our lakes and roads are just falling apart in our parks. And so this is what, again, I don't have any money, can't ever get money down here to fix stuff. And so this is my attempt to do that. So I'm open to hearing anything your listeners have to offer. Again, I will write things down. We're one of the ninth most cited spots, is my understanding, in here in Oklahoma in the world. So, again, we have lots of people who have had encounters. And so I think, you know, the documentaries that I'm doing, they come and interviewed me, and then they called and said, do you have anybody that might? And I was like, listen, man, I can give you name after name of solid good people who have had encounters and who 100% believe they have had an encounter, saw Bigfoot. So, you know, there should be that should be included on their documentary, you know, on people who really know they've had an encounter, believe they've had an encounter with Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever you want to call him. Call him or her.
Well, since you've gotten this out, I'm not even sure how you first said it, but what happened that sparked everybody in the world to come your way?
Well, I think the word hunting season really, and again, I kind of knew when I put that out there, you know, you've got to be a person who has thick skin, and you better be ready to go through the fire if you write, we're going to open a season on Bigfoot. I knew that. Now, did I know that it would go international? I thought that it would get nation attention. I didn't think that it would get the attention it has. I didn't think it would be international, but I'm okay with whatever, you know, the more attention it gets, the better for what I'm trying to do. But the thing about it is, we put that in there, knowing it would get that attention, working on changing some of that language. We're probably going to take out any kind of hunting reference and that kind of thing, because we do not want to make clear to all your listeners that there is never an attention. We would not, you know, they're rare. We're not going to do anything. In fact, if you want your $2.1 million, it would have to be a live capture.
Okay. So now, do you believe, what do you think? You think they're real? You think they're out there? And by the way, Oklahoma, the way I was introduced to it in the Bigfoot world was that there are more Bigfoot per capita than people. So yeah, you guys are known quite a bit. And I was there not too long ago with the show that I do. And one of them, it's called Project Creepy Hotspots. And so 3 to 5 days I was hanging out with one of our guys. He'll probably call in to talk to you. He kept me up with you. Farland Huff, his place there, he's a Bigfooter. And the Bigfoot he discusses to me all the time is invisible. While I was there and we were live, I had two different things happen to me that were exactly like what he had described before. And so I find that very interesting. And, you know, I'm into it myself. And there's a lot of just good people, honest people, just really enjoying this type of, it's a passion. It's a relationship with them that you have. You know, there's other things people can get into. But when you get into the Bigfoot world, the one word that matches everything, if you have to say something about what is it like to be in the Bigfoot world, it would be relationship. If there was one word I had to pull out, it would be relationship, because people actually have relationships. I have seen men care more about going up and seeing the Bigfoot they always hang out with, their Sasquatch, their little family, their little friend, more than, you know, maybe their wife sometimes or their girlfriends. They give them more attention. They're closer. They feel free to do that. But what about you, Justin? Do you believe?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, Connie. One thing that I look at as an investigator, so I spent 30 years doing investigations.
Yeah, right. You get it.
You look at. Yeah. I mean, that's my practically most of my adult life has been that. And so here's the deal. When you look at an investigation, things you're going to look at is consistency. So you get 10 people that saw the same thing. Their statements will not even, some of them won't even look like, it's like, were y'all standing at the same event? You know, how can y'all
see true.
That? You know what I mean?
It's true.
But what
yep.
you do is you pick out the consistencies in their statement. So you look at that and you look for consistencies that you can kind of form, hey, what really happened here? And so one of the things that I see, and again, you look at generations, not a generation, not two generations. We're talking multiple throughout time, throughout, you know, multiple generations. Multiple societies, multiple tribes, multiple people, and all of them seem to have some references or some sightings or you know, some reference to Bigfoot. So, again, when you're saying that's one part of evidence, that's a pretty significant part of an evidence, I would say. Okay?
Yeah.
And so, again, when I look at witness statements, then I look at the character of that witness, because I've had some witnesses that if you put them on the stand, you're going to lose your case. You know what? They are not
yes.
quality. Doesn't mean they're lying. It doesn't mean they're lying. Some of these people will actually be telling the truth, but just because of their character and just because the way they come across is crazy as a run-over dog or something, you can't put them on a witness stand, you know. So, again, you look at the quality and the character of who's talking to you, what they're telling you. And, again, I will tell you, I know very solid people. There are some solid people and some people I just really enjoy talking about this subject to.
Well, you got more of those people tonight to talk with, because we're going to be talking with you. We're going to be giving you suggestions and letting you know. A lot of people will let you know how they feel. So Connie Willis here, along with State Representative Justin Humphrey on Coast to Coast AM.